Thank you very much, the moderator, for the introductions. My name is Olufemi Ajumobi from Nigeria. Just to mention that there are no disclosures, and to say that the topic of the presentation has changed a little bit slightly. It's malaria diagnosis, perspectives from the caregivers and laboratory staff, McAfee, Nigeria. Nigeria is situated in the West African sub-region. Inset is a map of Kaduna State, located in the northwestern geopolitical zone of the country. The disease is endemic in Nigeria. Children less than 5 years are prone to about 3 episodes in a year, and it accounts for about 30% of childhood mortality. Empirical treatment is a common practice at homes and in clinical settings, based on the publication of a study done in the southwestern part of the country, which actually showed 70.5% of the mothers self-treat malaria fever at home, 20% do this with herbal remedies. Caregivers are probably aware of malaria diagnostic services, but they do not request for laboratory tests for malaria for their febrile children. The capacity of the laboratory in hospitals and staff to deliver malaria diagnostic services is unknown. The statement of the problem. Lack of utilization of laboratory services for the confirmation of clinical malaria diagnosis can result in missing cases of the disease, potential drug resistance, and mismanagement of febrile cases. Data on factors affecting utilization of malaria laboratory services for malaria diagnosis in Nigeria are not readily available. At the secondary health facilities, oftentimes capacities are lacking as regards that of the laboratory staff in terms of inadequate experience and also poor infrastructure and lack of basic equipment. Based on the assessment done by United States AIDS for International Development in 2010, which actually showed inadequate experience on the part of the laboratory staff and the fact that there was a lack of materials and consumables for malaria microscopy. We conducted a study to determine factors influencing utilization of malaria laboratory services in McAfee community in Kaduna State, Northern Nigeria, and also to determine the capacity of the laboratory staff, their experience and training, and the laboratory itself at the same hospital in the same state in Northern Nigeria for malaria diagnosis. We conducted an health facility-based cross-sectional study using interviewer-administered questionnaires and also qualitative studies using focus group discussions and key informant interviews. The study site, that is the general hospital, is a 51-bedded hospital that has over 5,000 febrile patients in a year. And the communities are McAfee and Kurunsumawa that have the semi-urban and rural mix with a total population of over 20,000 and a population of children less than 5 years of over 4,000. Majorly, the residents are farmers, and it's an area that has mesoendemic malaria transmission. That is, there is intense transmission all year round, but this is season dependent. Our respondents in the hospital were caregivers of children less than 5 years who presented with fever with a temperature of more than 99.5 degrees Fahrenheit or history of febrile illness in the past 24 hours who had consented to be interviewed, and they were selected consecutively. All the laboratory staff in the hospital were included in the study. We selected the two communities by convenience and selected the respondents in the community purposively. Two groups of adults in each of the two communities were selected, a male and female group each, 7 respondents per group. We included adults aged 18 to 35 years who has ever cared for a febrile children less than 5 years and who gave their informed consent. This is an area within McAfee community, Kaduna State in the northern part of the country. We collected data from December 2010 to August 2011. We connected clinical data on awareness and utilization of laboratory services, using a standardized pre-tested questionnaire administered to 296 eligible study participants. We also conducted key informant interviews of the laboratory staff using semi-structured questionnaires. We collected data using the focal group discussion guide with questions on major causes of febrile illness and also presumed factors affecting utilization of malaria laboratory services. The discussions were held in a local language. They were audio recorded, transcribed, and translated to English. This is a focal group discussion session with main caregivers of children less than 5 years. We analyzed data and presented information on awareness and utilization of laboratory services on a table. We also used a thematic approach to analyze the focus group discussion sessions. We conducted a content analysis of the focus group discussion notes and responses for the key informant interviews. Our results. This table shows awareness of laboratory diagnostic services for malaria by caregivers of febrile children who presented at McAfee General Hospital, Kaduna State, Northern Nigeria. 5.1% of the caregivers has ever heard about any laboratory test for malaria. 4.4% of them had ever been requested by any health staff to do a laboratory test for malaria. Based on the perception of the caregivers in the communities, they identified medical problems associated with fever were malaria, typhoid fever, cough, and meningitis. Based on the responses from the respondents, and I quote, malaria affects children and adults, about 70% of people. Malaria means sickness or illness caused as a result of mosquito bites. That's that being season sorrow in the local language. We actually identified two major factors affecting utilization of malaria laboratory services. These are demand-related factors and supply-related factors. The demand-related factors are factors that are from the patient's perspective. They are patient-related. While the supply-related factors are factors that are related to the health systems. They are health system-related factors. The factors affecting the demand for malaria laboratory services are lack of patient awareness of the diagnostic test, misconception about the need for laboratory tests, and seeking treatment first at pharmacy or patent medicine store. Based on the comments of the respondents, we are not aware, according to a 36-year-old farmer, we just complain to a doctor and the medication is given to us, simple. Only a few of us knew about blood tests to diagnose malaria. Also, and I quote, blood test is done only when patients present with severe illness and loss of weight. It is only for blood transfusion. As regards treatment, the comments that were received are home treatment first before going to the hospital, according to a 25-year-old housewife who lived in one of the semi-urban communities. Some people used to go to any chemist store to buy Panadol, that is acetaminophen tablets, according to a 30-year-old male farmer. The health system factors affecting the malaria laboratory services that were identified in the study are: malaria tests are usually not ordered by the healthcare workers. The healthcare workers tend to treat empirically, and also the fact that the services are costly and that the healthcare services are not usually available nor accessible to the patients. These are the respondents' comments. When we present our complaints, they just give us drugs and ask us to go. No blood test is done before giving drugs. It is not within the reach of the common man. These are tests to the high cost of the laboratory services. As regards their comments on the healthcare system, services are not available in the community. It is only at McAfee Main Town that laboratory services are available. If the services are far from us, we won't be able to use it. This attests to the issue of proximity to the point of care. The key informant interview revealed that all the laboratory staff, 16 of them, actually had about 5 years of experience. However, they did not have any formal training on carrying out malaria microscopy or malaria rapid test. The average request were about 3 to 5 blood films per day. There was no reagent at the health facility as at the time of the interview. Though there are 2 binocular microscopes and some basic equipment and materials for malaria microscopy, but there is no quality assurance mechanism in place, whether it's internal or external. In conclusion, respondents at the hospital are not aware of laboratory services for malaria. The community members are not aware about the diagnostic services. They do have misconceptions. They tend to resort to home treatments or patent medicine shop whenever their children had fever. The perceived lack of accessibility, availability, and affordability of the diagnostic services as barriers preventing the utilization of malaria laboratory services. The elimination of our study. We selected only participants from our CAPI community, and this might not have reflected the views of other communities. And the fact that the reason why the clinicians were not ordering lab tests were not assessed is also a limitation to our study. Our recommendations. The Kaduna State Government should actually educate, and the Kaduna State Government in their Ministry of Health should actually educate and train the health workers through various mechanisms on laboratory confirmation of malaria diagnosis in febrile children, and also they should make training on parasite-based diagnosis mandatory prior to renewal of their medical practicing license. Also, the Ministry of Health should sensitize caregivers in the communities on the use of malaria laboratory services for their febrile children rather than treating presumptively at home or going to patent medicine stores. They should also create awareness through various community outreaches. The Kaduna State Ministry of Health Nigeria should provide affordable access to malaria laboratory services in rural communities. They should also use existing community-based interventions, for example, the community case management of malaria, for the delivery of malaria diagnostic and treatment services. There is a need for the State Ministry of Health in Nigeria, Kaduna State specifically, to strengthen malaria laboratory services in health facilities in the rural areas by training laboratory staff for malaria diagnostic services, providing basic reagents, equipment, and materials, and also setting up quality assurance mechanisms for these diagnostic facilities. I would like to acknowledge the following people. I thank you for your attention.